A mighty move of the Spirit is coming to the Treasure Coast. Wednesday, July 23rd through Sunday, July 27th, Resurrection Life Family Worship Center is having our 33rd anniversary celebration, and you can't afford to miss it. The theme is Kingdom Authority. Delivering the Word of God will be Prophet Paula Price.
You're the New World Order. It's you. You're the coming kingdom.
Apostle Joseph Prude.
This shall be the day of healing. And I come to restore. I come to give you my encouragement, that I might answer those prayers that you thought I would not answer.
And of course, our very own Apostle Trevor Banks.
Chains are broken. Yokes are destroyed. Enemies are defeated. Now you start seeing like God wants you to see. You start entering into your purpose.
Don't miss this outpouring of God's power like never before. July 23rd through the 27th, Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, the 33rd anniversary celebration. All services will be held at the church, 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce. For more information, call 772-465-0036. Come learn how to take your kingdom authority.
I'm going to send a quickening anointing. My word's going to come alive in your spirit, and I'm going to perform what I said.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
It ain't too late. That's a state of mind. And it's got people in anxiety, frustrated, no real rest in their mind, just anxious. And you see it ain't working. Let it go. Let God do it. Matter of fact, see, some people say, I ain't gonna rest till I get successful. Well, you might die. Rest is a part of it. And that's what a lot of people miss it. They think just getting it. No, you gotta rest. How are you gonna bless anybody when you're running on empty? You're not even there for your children. Or at work, you're just so tired all the time, tired all the time. You hear a lot of nowadays, people just tired. Oh, I'm tired all the time. Time to be so tired. Time to be tired of being tired. Sometimes tired is a mindset. It's the stuff you allow to go in your ear gate and eye gate that is taking your energy. You need to focus on things that will give you energy. Sometimes relationships are whack. Samson, the Philistines didn't defeat Samson. It was Delilah. It was a relationship. The whole army of the Philistines couldn't touch Samson, but a relationship brought him down. And here you trying to hold on to Bobo. Loose Bobo. Loose him and let him go. Look at verse 15 of chapter 17 of Genesis. Verse 15. Loose that Bobo. And God said unto Abraham, now he's changed his name from Abram to Abraham, and for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her. Now here's they've gone through the process of prophecy. There's a process, and it's pressure. You'll make mistakes. You'll miss the mark. Look at somebody and tell them, don't give up, though.
Don't give up.
Tell them, don't you ever give up. You ain't defeated till you quit. Get knocked down, shake the dust off, wipe yourself off, get back up. Wait on the Lord. He'll renew your strength. So God released the prophetic word over Abraham and Sarah. He had released it at first when it was Abram and Sarai. Now came the time. God said, I'm getting ready to get busy now because you've gone through a process. Now it's time for a manifestation. So I'm changing your name because now you're coming out of what's just natural. See, our natural progression is chronos. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. God's is kairos. He can come in on a Monday. He can come in on a Tuesday. He can come in anytime and disrupt some stuff and say, here's the blessing here. That's why you can't be religious. Just stuck in religion and religious thinking and religiosity. Like God can only move on a Sunday. You have church on a Monday at home. If you do like that song said, and what did it say about, excuse me, if I, yeah, you get undignified, you'd be surprised what God can do when you let go of the religious. Amen. So he changed the names. I want to emphasize very strong, when he changed the name, it sent something into the spirit realm. Because everything about them changed. Their nature changed. Their warfare changed. Instead of, the devil wants to keep you on lockdown, battling piddly stuff, fleshly stuff. Well, I didn't like the way they looked at me. Then you got an attitude. All that piddly natural stuff that has no meaning bearing on your destiny. He thrust them with, how? By giving them a new name. It superseded the supernatural, took over the natural when he gave them a new name. Something happened to their physical body. I wish you could get that. I wish you could see that. Something happened to their physical body when they got the new name. Sarah, whose womb was barren from the time she was able to bear children at whatever age, she never bore a child. It was barren. But when she got the new name, tell somebody, something happens when you get a new name. Abraham, 99. Something happened to that old fella. Why? New name. So God's not just saying stuff. And don't you let people define you and call you. Don't let the world define you and say what you are, what you can't be. No, what has God said about you? We got a whole book that says what God says about you. Whatever your mom and dad named you, God says something about you. When Rebecca was having a child and she was about to die, in the childbearing, she called him. Somebody know the name? Not Ichabod, no. No, that one. No, she was about to die, and she called the child. I can't think of the name right now. It's a weird name, but it meant sorrow. No, one Jabez. It meant sorrow, but her husband said no. The name will not mean sorrow. We're not naming him that, and he named him something else. That's significant. You name a child sorrow, you're going to be sorry. I want this to sink in because it's real significant. Let's take a look at the next. So they had the child, they had Isaac, right? Isaac means laughter. So that Isaac, child of the old age, and laughter. So they had Isaac. Look at Genesis chapter 32. Ask somebody while you're getting it. What's your name? Is it only Wilson? Genesis 32. And verse 24. A little background here. Jacob and Esau, twins, born at the same time. Esau first, then Jacob. Jacob's name means supplanter. Word we use sometimes is trickster, a deceiver, a con artist. He was born with that type of a nature to supplant. But God used him and his mother to get the birthright from Esau, who actually sold the birthright. He actually gave the birthright for a bowl of pottage. He gave it to him. I mean, but Jacob got it. Jacob, when he wanted to marry Rebekah and Leah, Laban tricked him. See, when you're always tricking somebody, get ready to be tricked. You reap what you sow. So Jacob was reaping what he sowed. That was his nature. This is how he went about things. And even though, you know, he was a child of promise, his nature, because of what he did, he reaped that in his life, naturally. Right? Look at somebody, tell him, but God. See, someone, don't discredit, don't give up on somebody because they're going through some stuff. Especially the children, you know, you're just so bad. You're always in trouble. Take a deeper look. What about that child that doesn't ever color in the lines? They got all kind of labels they put on the children today. But sometimes those are real gifted children. And they put labels on them to control them, to bring them into a conformity with stuff. I mean, God never called you to... Now, we're not rebels. We can be patient. We can go through systems and come out. But God never called you to just conform to the world. Now, there's a kingdom that we are transformed into. So take note of those children sometimes, the little personalities. And find out from God how to nurture that. Because sometimes that one that calls the most, that takes the most attention. Anybody had a child where you just had to, they the one kept you up at night. Them the ones you fasted for and prayed. Sometimes that one is carrying something from God. That's why the devil has fought him so. Because they're carrying something. And he tried to get Moses at birth. Kill all the male children. I don't know which one it is, but one of them is going to be a deliverer. Kill them all. I mean, God is always ahead of the game. That's why you're here today. God was ahead of the game. You're gifted. Amen. You're anointed.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.